But Narasimha is very steady, is responsible, and he must take diksha from Lokanath Goswami. That is Mahaprabhu's order. Then lastly, he took that as a hidden leg of Lokanath Goswami. Then one day Lokanath Goswami thinking, I am every day passing stool, but who is cleaning it? Maybe some pig or hog coming and eating. That it is not like that. It is cleaning. I am looking at who is doing it. Then one day he was, yeah, who is cleaning, I shall see. And in the night hidden away, he fell near that place. And he is looking, Narasimha coming, midnight, and he is cleaning. Then he was surprised. He heard the character of Narasimha Thakur. Not only that, he heard he is a king, and his father's kingdom in North Bengal. And he knows his father's name also, very famous man. Then he is very soft, getting soft mood, and he called to Narasimha. And he asked Narasimha, why are you doing this? So Narasimha said, Prabhu, I need your mercy. Without your mercy, I cannot live. This is my promise. Your promise is not will take disciples, but by the order of Srimad Mahaprabhu, it's also my promise. I must take your initiation. I must be your disciple. I do not know you will give your mercy when, I do not know. Then Narasimha Thakur took him and gave this mantra to Narasimha. This way 18 times he refused by Lokanath Goswami. And he took the transcendental knowledge from Jiva Goswami, Krishna Das Prabhupada Goswami, and many other Goswamis are there at that time also. And he learned from them, and he was great Pandit, and looking his qualification in Vrindavan, all Vaishnavas happily, headed by Sri Jiva Goswami Prabhu, giving the title to Narottam, that Thakur title. He was that time there, one Narottam Thakur, one Samananda, and another one Srinivas. But not Srivas Pandit, Srinivas. He born near to Naihati, no? My Srinivas Acharya born? Halisaha. He was there and he was very great Pandit. And he read the scripture from Jiva Goswami and other Vaishnavas and got that title. Srinivas got title Acharya, Narottam got title Thakur, and Samananda Prabhu got title Prabhu. And after that, Narasimha Thakur, inspired by his guru and other Vaishnavas, with the Srinivas Acharya and Samananda Prabhu, they come back to Bengal for preaching the Mahaprabhu's conception. With the Goswami's book, many books, Goswami's book there, Goswami wrote many books there, and they sent books to Narasimha, Samananda and Srinivas to Bengal. Here also Bengal, that time many Vaishnavas is there, here, and they also eager to read the book of Rupa Sanatana, Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, and many other Vaishnavas, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Sri Sanatana Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Gopal Bhatta Das Raghunath. Goswami is an adept also, Lokanath Goswami, Prabhudananda Saraswati. Many of the Vaishnavas was there in Vrindavan, and all the books, make copies maybe, and they are bringing for the Bengal Vaishnavas and preaching for Krishna conception in the line of Mahaprabhu. And that time, Narottam Thakur also come back in Vishnupur, here in district Birbhum, Birbhum district, there, Vishnupur. There was a king, but king was dacoit, meaning gunda, and he had many gunda, and he, meaning a robbery, doing a robbery. But kings have one astrologer. Every day he is giving some instruction, go there and do robbery, like that. And that astrologer, looking the road position, telling they are going to car, bullock car, going that way and full of that car, going some jewelry. And Raja Birahmir was very happy to hear that, and he robbery there and took all the trunk, all the trunk. And Srinivas Acharya, Narottam Thakur Samananda Prabhu was very sad and cannot rest. But by the order of Srinivas Acharya, Narottam Thakur gone back to Rajshahi, their Khetri Gram, and he is preaching there. And Samananda Prabhu also gone back to Minnapur, and he is preaching there. And Srinivas Acharya told, I shall not go back now, I shall try to trace where is that trunk. As he stayed in Vishnupur, and he suddenly heard in the assembly of Raja Birambir, evening, Srimad Bhagavata will be explained by someone great pandit. And while he is living, that is one Brahmin's house, and Brahmin said, I shall go, will you go? You can go with me. Shiva said, yes, I shall go. I am also interested for the Srimad Bhagavat explanation hearing. And he also went. That is another history. And when he heard the explanation of Srimad Bhagavat, he told to Raja Birambi, it is not play, child's play. Srimad Bhagavat is transcendental knowledge giving in this art, for art, and what explanation giving that man. He does not know anything about Srimad Bhagavat. He cannot tolerate his explanation. Then Raja Birambi, he surprised, nobody can tell like this. This man, very thin, but very bright, and he asked, can you explain the Bhagavad? Srinivas said, yes, I can. And he said, took seat, that happened, and he explained 2 hours to my Bhagavad there, and everybody moved, and everybody took his lotus feet. And Raja Birambi surprised, and he took his lotus feet and told, Prabhu, you are great Vaishnava, great sannyasi. What service can I do? Where from are you? You are come this way. And Srinivas Acharya told, I am coming from Vrindavan. With me was that song of book of the Goswami, but it is lost. Somebody stolen it. Then Raja Birambi said, I am that person, but your all the book is intact in my godown, and I am every day worshipping that book. And Acharya said, why you are worshipping that book? And in that king said, well, that is my astrologer said, it is all the book is here. My Ganana fountain not false. Maybe form of book, but it is all here, no doubt. That is, I am worshipping the book. Then he took immediate Srinivas Acharya in his go down and found everything is intact there. And he sent the news to Narottam Thakur. And Narottam Thakur that time, living in the Khetri Gram, very sad, but he is preaching the confession of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. and many things writing by Narottam Thakur, especially Prema Bhakti Chandrika is very famous in this world, and many songs of devotion, it is coming from Narottam Thakur. And when he heard it, he was very happy, and that time Samananda Prabhu came, Srinivas Acharya, and Jannava Mata, Jannava Devi, Nityananda Prabhu Shakti, he also went that time to Sethuri, Kripa Sethuri Dham, and there Narottam Thakur installed Sri Krishna, Rukmini Kanta, Radha Raman, Radha Vallabh, and Gauranga, Mahaprabhu and Vishnupriya Devi's deity. Six deities he installed there in separate temple and made their great puja arrangement and very big festival, one month festival there going, and every day Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu coming in that sankirtan, and they are dancing, they are doing sankirtan. Who is fortunate, he is also looking back. When Nityananda Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, Panchatattva, they are coming and they are dancing here in the place of Narottam Thakur. Then Narottam Thakur again went to Vrindavan, then come back. This way Narottam Thakur living and teaching the conception of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And every day, everybody thinking he is incarnation of Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu both. That is, he met many disciples. His Gurudev, only one disciple met. But Narottam Thakur gave Krishna prem to everybody. And like Nityananda Prabhu, he is not separating. That this is good or this is bad, this man good, this man bad, not looking that. Who wants to take the Krishna prem, and he is giving him that Krishna prem. And he has that type of power also. He has got power from Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and his Gurudev, Srila Lokanath Goswami. And this way he takes Krishna consciousness in this world, Narottam Thakur. And from Narottam Thakur to Vishwanath Chakravarti, in the precepts of their life. But Narottam Thakur's one friend was there. He was the disciple of Srinivas Acharya, but living always with Narottam Thakur. His name was Ramchandra Kaviraj. He was also like that, a king's son, and he is going for collecting the goat for sacrifice in front of Kali. And 100 goats, sacrificed goats, 100, he collected, 108 maybe, he collected and coming in the bank of river, and that way, that goat. And there was Narottam Thakur, and Narottam Thakur looking at the boy, he is very nice boy, and very young and dry, but he is taking goats, many goats, why? And he asked that boy, why are you taking this goat? Well, oh, my father will be sacrificed with this. Then he speaks that Ramchandra Kaviraj, what you are going to do, Mantha bhaktayita amutra iti jasya mantra vyad agni aham iti manchasya manchasya pravadandu manujina, and loki bhavaya amitamadhu seva, many things he talked to Ramchandra Kaviraj and told and converted, and he left to do all the goats and joined with the mission of Narottam Thakur, and he took initiation from Srinivas Acharya. They are three living, and that Narottam Thakur disappeared and stayed two days. And Narottam Thakur sees Krishna consciousness in very clean way first. That is, he born in the caste of Kayastha, and he took many disciples of Brahmin. He had many disciples from the caste of Brahmins, and that way all the Brahmin section was very angry with him. And they tried to defeat him, but cannot defeat. And they were very sad. Then when Narottam Thakur, he is taking his disappearance, Leela, showing, that time he shown some sickness, much sickness. Then Brahmins, all Brahmins told, oh, it is result of taking disciple from Brahmins' path. He is now invalid and going this way, maybe paralysis, something like that. And everybody dancing in the Brahmin society. Now result coming. And we are looking the Narottam Sohat result. And Narottam Thakur in that way dead. Then disciples of Narottam Thakur, they are very sad and they are not joining with that dead function. And they are avoiding. Then disciples of Narottam Thakur, they are asking, folded hands to Narottam Thakur, Prabhu. He already dead that time. And they are asking, Prabhu, you are going this way, showing that Leela. They cannot understand and they are telling that it is the result of taking disciples from the caste of Brahmin. Prabhu, what we shall do? Our all the teaching now gone very down way. If you show this kind of Leela, of your passing Leela, first time. Then Narottam Thakur come again in that body. And he wake up, and after a few months, he went to the Ganges, and they left his body. They are thinking it is sinful work. Brahmin is highest, living in highest of caste. And caste is very low caste. Not very low, but low caste. Then lower than Brahmin and Kshatriya. Then they are telling he has done sinful work, then he is getting that type of austerity. But when the disciples all pray, Prabhu, if you go this way, then they will think it is a result of that. And they are telling now, then you don't show this way your first time. Then Narottam again comes in his body. This is his thing. Then Narottam Das Thakur, this happens day to day. I cannot explain in English properly, but I tried for the satisfaction of Guru Maharaj, something what I know with that five spices. I am doing my business with you. And I, yes.
Body became milk.
Huh?
I heard Guru Maharaj say that when you were in Uganda, second time, his body became milk.
Milk, yes, yes. Yes, we can remember. The second time when he went to Ganges for leaving his body, and body become milk. Yeah. Completely. Yes. That is no question come for burning. I forget it. Very good. And that way, Narottam Thakur, he shown his disappearance in this Mandan world. But Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu, full mercy and full power of Krishna Prem was in Narottam Das Thakur, in one body. That devotee giving too much respectful affection showing about Narottam Das Thakur. And Narottam Das Thakur for us is very merciful. That is, in the Bengali literature, he wrote many songs for the fallen soul, and showing himself is a fallen soul, he wrote all this. Krishna Leela, Gaur Leela, and also Vaishnava Leela, many things he composed. He was a great poet and writer, good writer, and great pandit, and Sarvopuri, supremely, he was enlightened with Krishna Prem as Sriman Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. This Srirupa Manjari Pada Saimur Sampada, this song is Gaurya Vaishnava super song of Braja Bhajan. That song was composed by Srila Bhaktam Thakur. And when Saraswati Thakur himself disappeared, that time, before that, he wants to hear that song, and he called his disciples, and Guru Maharaj's duty was finished 4 o'clock, that is, Guru Maharaj went to his room for resting. Guru Maharaj is giving every night duty 2 to 4 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 9. And that time his duty finished, he went for resting, and other devotees come to Prabhupada, and also Prabhupada call other devotees, and that time call again to the Guru Maharaj. And he ordered to Guru Maharaj, you sing that supreme song of Gauriya Vaishnavati, Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, Sai Mara Sampada, Sai Mara Bhajana Puja. After that, Guru Maharaj cannot sing nicely. He was not good singer, a good dancer. He can dance with every song, but cannot sing every song. And he is hesitating, that is, many big parts of the Saraswati Thakur presented there. And Saraswati Thakur himself wants to hear, and Guru Maharaj is not a good singer. That is, he is hesitating for singing. And that time, Kunja Babu was dear and secretary of Srila Prabhupada, and he was as manager that time. And he told, oh, Srila Maharaj is hesitating. He cannot sing nicely. Then that time one brahmachari was, his name was Pranabalanda Brahmachari. Later he was respected Srila Puri Maharaj, Kalna Puri Maharaj. And he, Kunja Babu told to Pranabalanda Prabhu, Pranabalanda Prabhu is singing. And Pranabalanda Prabhu started to sing. But Prabhupada said, you cannot understand. I do not want to hear the tune. I do not want to hear the good tune. I want to only hear the song from a person who is dedicated fully with that song. And this was his mood. And he told, simply he told, I do not want to hear the tune. Then everybody second. And Guru Maharaj, without hesitation, he started that song speaking. And he sang full song. And Prabhupada was very happy and judgmental to Guru Maharaj. And that way all his God brothers can understand that Prabhupada now wants to give everybody some charge to this song. And he told someone, you sing this song, you sing that song. And this way somebody, he told, it is listed in Gauriya, who sing what song, you sing that way. And somebody sing the Tuhudaya Sagara Sarayita Prani Namo Anukatva Sikhaoliyani. Somebody sing Thakura Vaishnava Gaur. This way, all the songs of Narottam Thakur and Bhaktivinoda Thakur song. And through that song, he gave some charge of that department. But he gave charge maintaining the Rupanika Sampradaya to Srila Guru Maharaj. And that is everybody respecting Guru Maharaj that way also. Narottam Thakur, this day, disappeared from this mandal world. But he disappeared. His line, preceptorial line, still now going to our Guru Maharaj, to the Swami Maharaj and other Vaishnavas. And still we are getting the inspiration from many songs of Srila Narottam Thakur, and we are every day chanting someone's song on Narottam Das Thakur. Yes. This is my prayer to Srila Narottam Thakur. He is very merciful for the fallen souls and must give us shelter those lotus feet. And this our meaning all expectation, sannasannas heart. He is very merciful to the fallen soul. Śrīla Prabhupāda Bhaktivedānta Saraswati Thakur, Śrīla Bhaktivedānta Thakur, Śrīla Jagannātha Das Bhāj Mahārāja, Baladeva Vidyābhūṣaṇa, Viśvanātha Chakravarti, all in the line of preceptorial of Narottama Thakur. And we are so fortunate we have got shelter and chance to serve that great, great personality, movement and conception. Mandhagal-vidra-dhishtya-kribhāsindhya-dhaya-vajya-vajya-kālāṁ-pāvaṁ-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-dhāyam-